This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberlein. Today I'd like to check in with you about something dear to my heart, and that is the sacred sites of Native American peoples. They're all over Arizona. I can't think of an area where I have explored where sacred sites have not been in evidence. To give an example, I was in the Grand Canyon some years ago with a group of clients who I was guiding. And as we came down Phantom Creek, headed toward Phantom Ranch and Bright Angel Campground for the last night of our trip, after having been in the wild backcountry, I determined that water levels were a bit high, and the risk for going through the narrows of Phantom Creek didn't seem like a good choice. And so we took a cut upward out of Phantom Creek Canyon and followed up to a place called Utah Flats, a wonderful location. We'll talk about that another time. It's an up and over, which gets you where you want to go, away from those flooded narrows. And as we came up the embankment, just below the flats, we passed an alcove, not a true cave, but a significant overhang. Now, I was tail guiding, and the clients in front of me trooped on past this alcove without noticing what was evident there. An altar in the center, surrounded by antlers. Dozens of antlers. And in a circle farther out around the antlers, with room for people to be in between, prayer feathers on sticks. I paused. I watched the backs of my companions continuing up the rise toward the plateau above and contemplated the sacred site. I did not enter it. I did not call out to my companions. I nodded my respects and passed on. Now, I don't know about you, but when a person or peoples have a sacred site, it's important to me to respect it. I certainly wouldn't go into the Sistine Chapel and start petting the statuary there without invitation from its caretakers. And the same holds true for me, for Native sacred sites. Sacred sites are just that, sacred. And I invite you to respect them and enjoy your discovery of a sacred site at a distance. Now, there's one sacred site here in southern Arizona that I invite you to visit immediately. First, I want to say thank you for everyone who already has done so. And that sacred site is www.kxci.org. Yes, it's a sacred site in my book, but everyone is invited to participate. Thank you to everyone who's visited the site and pledged online. Please do so. Consider becoming a sustaining member, because once you've done it, you've done it. You've made a commitment to sustaining our sacred site. Once again, that's www.kxci.org. Click and pledge today and support Community Radio. Looking forward to seeing you honoring the sacred sites that you come across in your travels. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberlein.